What will the cities of tomorrow look like? That is a question middle schoolers around the country are tackling in a nationwide competition. They have spent months designing their dream cities, and these cities are packed with vertical farms, renewable energy, and more. NPR's Caden Mills checked out a regional contest in Chicago to hear what the students there came up with.
At the Future City competition, middle schoolers from all over Illinois buzz around the room. It's sort of like a science fair, but instead of experiments, these students are showcasing their concepts for cutting-edge cities.
So this is Maki Maki, a city based off of the coast of Mount Sacha, Madagascar.
Eighth grader Annabelle Kramer is team leader for Wooddale Junior High, just outside Chicago. They're one of 16 teams at this regional competition, one of dozens being held across the country. On this January morning, judges, many of them professional engineers, roam from table to table.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm part of the American Society of Civil Engineers.
Judge Monica Crinion has some questions for Annabelle.
What is your favorite farm-to-table feature?
That's the theme of this year's competition, farm-to-table.
One of my favorite parts of the city is how beautiful the vertical farms are.
Annabelle points to Maki Maki's glass silos, which have rotating levels with crops growing on them.
On our model, the farms are orange. However, in reality, they are clear, which allows the plants to get equal sunlight.
Competition rules limit team budgets to just $100, so students had to get creative with their models. Picture old computer parts as an industrial park, and a PVC pipe becomes a high-speed train tunnel. Annabelle's teammate, 8th grader Dominic Dzinskis, describes how they built the plant-covered levels inside their vertical farms.
What they are is like milk jug caps, and we put some glue on those and then cover them in sawdust.
Sawdust that they painted green. Along with the students, there are also a ton of parents here. Joan O'Rourke is here to support her daughter. Her older son also participated in the Future City competition several years ago.
This event was eye-opening for him because it was all these engineers interviewing him, asking questions.
Now, he's a sophomore in college studying petroleum engineering. His sister, 8th grader Siobhan O'Rourke, also wants to be an engineer. She's here in a white hard hat presenting her school's City of the Future.
So we go to St. Paul of the Cross, and we decide to name it St. Paul of the Crops.
In keeping with this year's theme, St. Paul of the Crops economy relies on mushrooms. It also relies on something called exowatts. Here's Siobhan's teammate, 6th grader Max Weber.
That is our power source. So it uses these lenses to concentrate the sunlight, basically heats up water and turns it into steam to push pistons and make energy.
At the end of the day, it's time to announce the winners. But first, a drum roll.
Third place for Chicagoland Regional in Illinois is St. Paul of the Cross.
Second place went to an after-school program. And finally,
first place for the Chicagoland, Illinois Future City Competition 2026, Wooddale.
Annabelle, Dominic, and their Wooddale classmates will be in Washington, D.C. this weekend to compete in the national competition.
I'm so excited.
Caden Mills, NPR News, Chicago.